The following is part two of an association address by Martha Wilcox, a teacher of Christian Science. It's her association address of 1940. The address is in three parts, and this part is titled Aggressive Mental Suggestion. Aggressive mental suggestion. The belief that evil exists. No doubt, everyone in this association is convinced through reason, revelation, and logic that there can be no such thing as evil or imperfection in the infinite consciousness. And we all see, intellectually at least, that it is utterly impossible for evil to have source, origin, or cause, and that it is utterly impossible for evil to come into existence in and of itself, or introduce itself into our consciousness. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "The origin of evil is the problem of ages. It confronts each generation anew. It confronts Christian Science. The question is often asked, if God created only good, whence comes the evil? To this question, Christian Science replies, evil never did exist as an entity. It is but a belief that there is an opposite intelligence to God. This belief is a species of idolatry and is not more true or real than that an image graven on wood or stone is God. The mortal admission of the reality of evil perpetuates faith in evil. And the scriptures declare that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are. This leading, self-evident proposition of Christian Science, that good being real, its opposite is necessarily unreal, needs to be grasped in all its divine requirements." Close quote. That's from Miscellaneous Writings. It does seem at times that evil is very prevalent and very real, and it seems to have supremacy over good. Now, the cause of all this seeming is that we have been educated to believe that there is a power besides God, good, an evil power. As soon as a child is born, the mother begins, and rightly so, to protect her child from danger, and thereby she teaches her child in a measure that evil is something to be avoided. The mother sees that her child does not fall, that it is not burned, that it does not eat anything that might harm it, and so on. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "The tender mother, guided by love, faithful to her instincts, and adhering to the imperative rules of science, asks herself, can I teach my child the correct numeration of numbers and never name a cipher? Knowing that she cannot do this in mathematics, she should know that it cannot be done in metaphysics, and so she should definitely name the error, uncover it, and teach truth scientifically." Close quote. That's from Christian Science and Miscellany. So, since our babyhood, we have been taught to believe that there are two opposing powers, one good and the other evil, and this false education has become entrenched, yes, almost incarnate, in our thinking. so that we see and hear evil on every side. We say that we do not believe in the power and presence of evil, and intellectually we do not. And in fact, we are believing in the power of evil less and less. But if we really understood that God is all, we would not be here at this meeting today in order to gain more enlightenment on this subject. The allness of God is. And it is up to us to prove the powerlessness, yea, the unreality and nothingness of seeming evil. Since we have been educated into the belief of an evil power, we must now be educated out of the belief. We must unwind our snarls, our beliefs, and we do this by educating ourselves in the science of good, through enlightenment and understanding, through spiritualization of thought, through consecration and persistent effort, until the victory is won on the side of truth and good. Mrs. Eddy tells us, quote, "Evil needs only to be known for what it is not. Then we are its master, not servant." Close quote. Quote, "Evil is a negation. It never started with time, and it cannot keep pace with eternity." Close quote. She says, "Not to know that a false claim of evil is false is to be in danger of believing it. Hence the utility of knowing evil aright, then reducing its claim to its proper denominator, nobody and nothing." Close quote. She makes these statements in miscellaneous writings. To know evil aright, we should know that evil is never an entity. That is, it is never a person or thing that is outside of us. It can never attack us from the external. We should know that all there is to evil is the outpicturing of a mental image of the so-called mortal mind. We should know that no matter how vividly the image appears as persons or things or untoward conditions, it is always mortal mind seeing its own outpictured finite forms, its own thought forms, or false conceptions. These outpictured thought forms are illusions or delusions. They are images of matter held subjectively in mortal mind, but seen objectively by this mind. We should know that all objectifications of evil are false mental pictures or images. They are illusions and are never formed within God, mind, consciousness, our mind, any more than 2 + 2 = 5 is formed within the science of mathematics. So-called mortal mind urges us to accept these mental illusions, which appear externally to us as entities, when, in fact, they are simply adverse thoughts of a suppositional mind. So-called mortal mind is very subjective in its urge that we accept its adverse thought as true thought. There is but one way evil can reach us, and that is through the mental, just as 2 + 2 = 5 reaches us through the mental. Whether the thought is sickness, sin, loss, poverty, war, disaster, calamity, accident, age, or death, if such adverse thoughts reach us at all, they reach us through the mental. It is the mental suggestion that induces us to accept these thoughts as entities and as something apart from and external to us. We are all familiar with the verse in Deuteronomy that reads, quote, "The Lord, that is truth or divine mind, shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways." Close quote. This verse means that there is but one way by which evil or error can reach us. And this one way is through mental suggestion. All evil or error operates in the same way, no matter what its form may be. Its approach is never in any form other than this one way, aggressive mental suggestion. I want to emphasize the fact that evil or error of any nature operates invariably as suggestion. It matters not if it is family trouble or church trouble or business trouble. These are suggestions, all mental pictures formed within the human mind. They are never entities nor realities. All there is to suggestion is a false thought about some spiritual reality. Our false mental picture acts as an adverse influence in our so-called human consciousness and causes the balance of influence to be on the side of evil suggestion rather than on the side of reality. Our human thought is beginning to recognize this, and we are more and more defending ourselves against aggressive mental suggestions. Someone may ask, why do evil suggestions come to us? They come to us because we believe in evil. As long as we believe in evil, evil suggestions will come to us. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Error comes to us for life, and we give it all the life it has." Close quote. That's from a letter quoted in the Christian Science Journal of August 1912 in an article titled, "No Evil Power." It is our belief in evil as entity that causes us to respond to the suggestions of fear, jealousy, sickness, pain, poverty, age, war, and so on. It is our individual belief in the reality of these things that causes us to respond to these suggestions, and they immediately determine our so-called suffering. Whereas we, as Christian Scientists, should rise above these suggestions and not be influenced by them. If we respond to them, then our thoughts become confused. We do not think clearly, and we are not able to do our work at hand in the best way. We need to be awake to the malpractice within our own thinking. This is all the malpractice there is, the malpractice within our own mentality.